So why does Kabbalas HaTorah follow Parshas Beshalach? And in particular, the last section of Beshalach, of Melchemes HaMalek. So last week's Parsha ended off describing the battle against the Malek. And this week's Parsha, we're given the Torah, Kabbalas HaTorah. So why is the Torah in this order? At first glance, the question isn't much of a question. The Torah is simply describing the sequence of events in the order in which they occurred. There is first Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes HaMalek, and Kabbalas HaTorah. But that doesn't seem sufficient, because the Torah appears to draw a direct parallel between Kabbalas HaTorah and Melchemes HaMalek. So the Pasuk says in the end of last week's parasha that Bnei Yisrael traveled, where they were attacked in Refidim by Amalek, Ve'eva Amalek, Vayilachim im Yisrael b'Refidim. They were attacked by Amalek in a city called Refidim. And in this week's parasha, it says, Vayisu m'Refidim ve'evo midbar Sinai ve'yachnu midbar ve'yichan sham neged ahar. They directly went from the city of Refidim, from recovering of that attack from Amalek, and directly into the Midbar, and they camped at Har Sinai. That's the very next stop. So the fact that this is highlighted in the Torah seems to show a strong correlation and parallel between Melchemes HaMalek, Parsh Beshalach, and Kabbalas HaTorah. So what is that connection, other than simply happening in chronological order? The answer is an explicit Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Vav Amun Aleph. And there the Gemara tells us that Refidim, why was this city called Refidim? Because it was alluding to the fact that Sherifu Atman Medivrei Torah, that Klal Yisrael was weak in their learning, and it was the weakness in the learning of Torah that made them vulnerable. They were vulnerable to Amalek. The weakness of our learning paved the way for Amalek to attack us. It was an invitation for them to pounce on us. Sherifu Atman Medivrei Torah, that took place at Refidim, the city of Refidim. We have an interesting phenomenon in Parshas HaMalek. There is a halacha that every Parsha reading, every Kriyas HaTorah, must have at least 10 psukim. And the Gemara talks about, it doesn't divide evenly by 3, so which Aliyah will have 4 psukim, because 3, 3, and 4 you need. And the Gemara says whether it's the first Aliyah that has 4 psukim, the second Aliyah, or the third Aliyah that has 4 psukim, it's all fine, there's a good reason for each one of them. But either way, you must at least have 10 psukim. But Tosas asked, but wait a second, Vayava Malik, which we read on per morning, last week's Parsha, the last few psukim of Parsha Beshalach, which is Vayava Malik Parsha, it only has 9 psukim, and that's what we read on per morning. This goes against this halacha. So Tosas answers, well, because it's the entire Inyan, there's an exception, because there's nothing more to say. But perhaps the purpose, the idea, the message here is to highlight and to convey that our vulnerability to our enemies, to Amalek and others, is when we aren't learning Torah. Our vulnerability becomes magnified when our learning decreases. And perhaps this is alluded to by the short parsha of Amalek. Only 9 psukim. We weren't doing the 10 psukim that we're supposed to be doing. We were under par. Only 9 psukim, that highlights that that's when we're most vulnerable. When our Torah is weak, when our Torah is less. Now, the response to all of this is Kabbalas HaTorah. The response is Parshas Yisro. The response to Refidim, to Rifu Atman Medivrei Torah, is strengthening our learning. The learning must be with great vigor, strength, concentration, and precision. This idea is captured by the following. We have 2 times where we read from Tanakh in the Tzibur, whereby we repeat a pasuk in case there's a mistake. So the obvious case is Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar, the end of Parsha Kiseitze, we read from the psukim of the end of Kiseitze, and we read Zecher and Zecher. Maybe there's a mistake, maybe it should be Zecher, maybe it should be Zecher. So in order to cover all our bases, we read it twice. And in Megillas Esther, there are a couple times where we repeat a pasuk, Larog, Vilarog, Lifnam, Bifnam, because maybe it's a different letter, an extra letter. So why are we so overcautious when it comes to these 2 readings? Nowhere else? Are these the only places where there are mistakes? Maybe. But maybe the suggestion is as follows. That the reason why we have mistakes in these two places, both Megillah and Parshas Zachar, both have to do with Haman, Amalek, Zerah, Amalek, because it was the weakening of the Torah that made us vulnerable. And that's highlighted by forgetting how it's pronounced, Zecher and Zecher. That's highlighted by Liharog, Vilharog. All the mistakes that we have is because we were weak in Torah. But the response is to make sure that we're learning with that same focus, the same intent, and the same accuracy by reading it Zecher and Zecher. Even though there's no real change of understanding, we want to be so precise because the way to combat Amalek is with precision. Vilharog, Liharog, and all the different changes. And maybe there are other mistakes, other things we may have forgotten in the Torah and other Kriyas HaTorahs, but we're not so makbe because it's not fighting against Amalek. But this is particularly against Amalek, both Megillas Esther and Vayavo Amalek, and Parsha Zachar rather. And therefore we repeat the Pesukim. Now often we find in the Gemara, mnemonics, simanim, a simon. It's a simon in the Gemara, Rosh HaTevos usually, to help assist us remember the upcoming sugis, the upcoming Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Bav Basar Daf, Mem Vav Amun Aleph, which invokes the word Amalek as the mnemonic. Now it's a very peculiar mnemonic because we have a mitzvah to forget Amalek. And the Achram asks, why are we using Amalek? We want to get rid of the Amalek. So some say it really shouldn't be in the Girsa. It should be a different word. But I think the answer lies in the fact that by us strengthening our Limud HaTorah is how we combat Amalek. And using the name of Amalek itself is the best way to combat. Use it to get against what it stands for, to help us, to aid us, to assist us to remember and to learn better. That's the best way, perhaps, to defeat Amalek. Learn and learn with them. Utilize them. So Limud HaTorah is the singular way to combat the ideology of Amalek, the ideology of heresy, and the ideology of anything that stands against and desecrates the Torah. Let this week's Parsha, Kabbalah Satorah, Parsha's Yisrael, serve as a reminder to strengthen our learning and our commitment to Torah Mitzvah Hashem.